This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
We're headed for another month or two of gun control debate and discussion. The president is moving forward with executive orders concerning ghost guns, arm braces, and red flag laws. However, he has aimed his sights at assault rifles and high-capacity magazines. For the moment, let's look at the rhetoric being employed in an effort to ban or significantly restrict the manufacture, sale, and distribution of semi-automatic rifles. Proponents of gun control frequently refer to these sporting rifles as assault rifles or as weapons of war. This rhetorical device is used to make them scary to anyone who's never been around guns. They are usually talking about sporting rifles such as the AR-15, which are very popular. Some estimate that there may be between 15 million and 20 million modern sporting rifles in circulation. This seems very difficult to ban or restrict the AR-15 without affecting all other rifles that also use a magazine. The president also wants to ban what he calls high-capacity magazines. That means a magazine that holds more than 10 rounds of ammunition. But notice that a small handgun, like the Sig Sauer 365 that fits in your pocket, can hold 12 rounds of ammunition, and the magazine is merely 4 inches long. A third rhetorical device is to question why anyone would need such a rifle for self-defense. But consider that any intruder would be carrying either a semi-automatic handgun or semi-automatic rifle equipped with a high-capacity magazine. A homeowner would want to have similar firepower and ammunition to counter what would be in the hands of the intruder. Don't let the rhetoric revolving around handguns and rifles prejudice the debate and obscure some obvious issues and concerns. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Racism, go to viewpoints.info/racism. That's viewpoints.info/racism.